Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my love. Thank you for joining me on the first episode of God's Rooted Message for 2018. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so at awe with my Father. I'm just so happy and I'm thankful for the new year, and I'm thankful for more opportunities to be in a relationship with my Father, for me to see different levels of Him, for me to be able to gain more understanding, more wisdom and knowledge, more time in His presence here on earth. Hallelujah. More time for me to walk out His will and to learn and to grow and to gain the fruits of the Spirit and the love and to bear fruit that remains. It's just so much that I'm thankful for on this Thank the Lord Tuesday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. Thank you for bringing us into another year, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody is under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over us. Heal and strengthen us, Lord God. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. We long for more of your understanding, Father God. We long for more of what you have for us, Father God. We want to see manifest the things that's written in your will of life for us, Father God. We want to have purpose over pleasure, Father God. We want to walk into your purpose, Father God. We want to be about your business. We want to do your business and your business only, Father God. Let us see you in everything, Father God. Let us see the different spirits that you're trying to give us understanding of this in every situation and everything, Father God, so we can go deeper, so we go to more faith levels inside of you, go to a higher level in you, Father God. Continue to allow us to decrease so you can increase, Father God. Continue to let your glory shine in our life, Father God. Continue to keep us humble, Father God. Forgive us for any sins that we have done this year, Father God. Hallelujah. And cleanse us, hallelujah. Cleanse us, wash us in your word, Father God. Let us manifest your word daily, Father God. Let us manifest the things that you called us to bring forth, Father God. Let us speak those words, hallelujah. Let us believe those words. Let us trust in your holy word, Father God. Hallelujah. Anywhere where we don't have a lease, Father God, help us in our unbelief, Father God, and give us the strength to go forth and do your work, Father God. We love you. We honor, we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today's title is called My House, God's House Remains. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because we want to know that God's house remains. Because this, we are about our Father's business. We are His temple. Hallelujah. And I've been just staying in prayer, and God has been working with me and teaching me so much stuff. Like I said last year on the last episode of last year, that it was the best year of my life because I actually learned a lot. Now, I learned all since I've been walking with Him, but last year God just showed me a different level of Him. He just showed me a different level, and a lot of people would think that was the worst year of my life, but it was the best year because I actually learned. I didn't murmur, complain. I'm just like, yes, Lord, teach me. Yes, Lord, grow my faith. Yes, Lord, I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to go through this, Father God, because I'm trusting you. I'm walking in your purpose, Father God, so I know all things is working out for the good. So allow my eyes to see the things that you called me for to see. Hallelujah. And today we're going to be in Judges, and we're going to be in Judges 7 talking about Gideon. Hallelujah. And I just want to release what the Spirit of the Lord released to me to release His children on the first episode of 2018. Hallelujah. Because God is showing me that is a new thing. Hallelujah. Since I left Cleveland in April of last year when God called me, He put in my spirit for February, but I was a little nervous, and I didn't sign my lease to leave until the end of May, until the end of March, and I moved in February. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He sent me to one city, then He sent me somewhere else. Hallelujah. But I say, yes, Lord, I'm going wherever you tell me to go. Hallelujah. You got me going around the world, but it's in a different way than I thought. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to get, God is teaching me that we can't have the mindset of what people say, the world say is, you going around and doing what God called you to do. If you going and you being in obedience, you're doing what God called you to do. So we're going to be in Judges 2. Hallelujah. And I want to give you just the three things that God released to me in this walk. Because one thing we need to understand, when you're reading the word of God and you're searching to get understanding, God had it to where He written it in parables, and He written it in where we have to search the word and study the word. And every time we read it, we get new understanding and new depths of it. Hallelujah. But this, it looks like it's written in one Like, some stuff you read, you would think, okay, it happened in the same day, but we got to look at it as when we're walking out the word, it takes some time for the word that he put inside of us to be walked out. So we have to learn how to look at stuff as being a time frame. We got to learn how to have patience. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because Jesus was sent forth, but he didn't start doing the ministry until he was 30. So all them 30 years, he was still a child of God. He was still the only begotten son. Hallelujah. But it was certain times that he had to be hidden, and he had to learn and grow, and people did not know who he was. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because we see that when we talked about last week, how Jesus told his mother, don't you know I should be about my father's business? And he was around 12 or so that when he was doing that. And he knew a lot then. And they were shocked at his knowing of what he knew about the Lord and knowing that he wasn't someone that was learned. Hallelujah. He was hidden. So God just have you in the process where you're in the process. You're teaching, but people trying to teach you. And that's for some of you. You will get it. Just ask the Spirit to release you. Okay, Judges 7, we're going to start. And we're talking about Gideon. Hallelujah. We see that if you read further into Gideon, start at verse number chapter 5, you will see how God had came to him, told him he was a man of valor, and that he asked God to show him a sign that he was going to save Israel by his hand, and God showed him two different signs. But right here in 7 and 2, it say, and the Lord said to Gideon, the people that are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into your hand, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hands have saved me. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gideon. And their return of the people, 22,000, and there remained 10,000. So it was 32,000 from the jump. Hallelujah. He said, whoever is fearful, God came and said to him, it's too many with you. It is too many with you. So because I don't want no one to say that it was their hands that did that. One thing we need to understand, when we step out and do this walk with God, and see, one thing God is teaching me is that it's been a lot of times where I felt alone, where I felt like it was nobody there. Like, Lord, I'm called. I'm working. I'm doing what you called me to do. Why I feel like I don't have no one that I can call on and do this and that. But God is showing me, like, because I don't want nobody to say that they made you. I don't want nobody to take the credit for what I have done for you. Hallelujah. Because it's my hand that's guiding you. Hallelujah. It's my hand that's giving you the victory. Hallelujah. And some things that have been around you, they would have took credit for what I done. Hallelujah. See, they not humbled unto me. Hallelujah. They not submitted to me. I have to work on them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One thing you need to understand, some people that was taken away from your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some people that's going to be taken away from your life, they need God to work on them. Because obviously, if they exalted themselves and does not reverence and honor God, that means they have some things in their heart, some conditions they have in their heart. He said, whoever is fearful and afraid, we don't have the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And God don't want you to be connected with someone that's fearful. Fearful, because it'll make you afraid. Hallelujah. Because God already knows in your heart that you a little bit afraid. Hallelujah. And he got to work with you. That's why all of the relationships that we have is a personal relationship with God. All of us have our own journey that we have to go through with God. And the relationship that God wants us to have is a personal relationship where we trust and we believe in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God told Gideon that whoever was fearful and afraid that they should go back. So the first thing is God is going to send some people back. Hallelujah. And that's why God been really showing me about the Holy Spirit, bring it back to remembrance. Some people, the reason they are fearful and afraid because they need to go back and allow the Spirit to consume them and bring to remembrance. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand is that the devil, he will bring back your past to harm and hurt you and make you feel like you're not worthy. See, God will bring back to remembrance the different things of your past. God will show you the deliverance in there. God will show you what the enemy will not show you. The enemy won't show you that you was delivered. The enemy won't show you that the hand of God was there, that God was saving you. See, God is trying to let your mind comprehend a different level of his saving grace, a different level of his deliverance and his wholeness. That's why all of our testimonies is so powerful, because our testimony shows us the power of God's hand. Hallelujah. It says they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony, because God gave us all a testimony for his glory. Hallelujah. So God is showing different levels of his glory. And that's why when God brings back to remembrance, because Jesus said, the comfort that I will send you, it will bring back to remembrance everything that I have said unto you. So it's showing you where God has delivered you from. where you have been made whole, where you have been healed at, but now he wants you to be made whole. Because one thing we need to understand, the lady that had the issue with the blood and the leper, one of the lepers, the 10 lepers, when the one leper went back, he was made whole. He was healed on his way, but he was made whole because Jesus said, go to the priest, and he went to the priest, the high priest, because Jesus was the high priest, because God opened the eyes. See, when he healed all of them, all their eyes was open. They had been coming to salvation, but he want to make you whole. See, this year, God want to make you whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he is going to take away people that need to be made whole in him. Hallelujah. So we need to understand, when we're walking this path and journey that God have us walk in, that some people, they not doing you no harm. They just need to be made whole. Hallelujah. So we got to embrace every encounter that we have. Hallelujah. Thank you, GC. God will not put no one to think they made you, because I have seen some people, and I have been paying attention and watching people that think they made people. And see, God have shown me not to come in contact with them, because can't nobody take credit for what he did. I can't even take credit. Yes, I submitted to God, but if I don't have the strength of God to stay submitted, I won't stay submitted. I humble myself to him, but if he don't keep my heart humble, it won't stay humble. If he don't keep talking to me and keep speaking to me and guiding and directing me and showing me and opening up my eyes and giving me new revelation, I will not stay up under him. But I know my God loves me. Through the path that he allowed me to go through him bringing back to remembrance and showing me the wholeness in the deliverance, not just the heal. By his stripes we are healed. See, God wants us to walk into wholeness. Hallelujah. So he told them to take away the ones that were fearful, and it was 22,000 out of 32,000 that was fearful. Hallelujah. So a lot of people in your life that God told you to send back because they would have took credit is because they're fearful and they're afraid. They don't know God themselves. They still haven't gave God credit for taking over their life. So if they do something, they defeat something, of course they're going to take credit, because they don't understand that all reverence and honor and glory goes to God. Hallelujah. That don't mean they're a bad person. It's just that they don't know him like that. Hallelujah. They're just going through their process. Hallelujah. So allow people to go through the process that they need to go through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord said to Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will try them for you there. And it shall be that of whom I say to you, this shall go with you, the same shall go with you. And whomsoever I shall say to you, they shall not go with you, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, everyone that laps of the water with his tongue as a dog laps, him shall you set by himself. Likewise, everyone that bowed down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them were that laps put in their hands to their mouth were 300 men, but all the rest of them people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord God said to Gideon, by the 300 men that laps with you, I saved you and delivered the Midianites into your hand, and let all these people go, every man to his place. Hallelujah. So out of the 10,000, only 300 left the thing. But one thing I want you to understand, that God say, these are people are too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will try them. He say, I will test them. Bring them to the water. Hallelujah. He say, you are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. The water is a representation of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He say, anything that anybody say, we're supposed to try the Spirit with the Spirit. Hallelujah. So God say, I will try them. Hallelujah. Because he say, the lap of the dog, he was trying them to see if they was correct for the mission that he was doing. Hallelujah. See, some people are going through their own journey, but everybody is not attended to go with you to where you need to go to do the battle that you're called to do. Hallelujah. See, because all these people, none of these people was fearful or afraid. None of these people right here would have took credit for what God was about to do in your life. Hallelujah. The battle. Hallelujah. But they wasn't in alignment. They wasn't written in the book of life. Their path was not in tune with what God was calling you to do, because it was still too many. Hallelujah. See, their journey would have been another journey. If they would have came connected to you and did the works that you was doing, they would have went off the purpose and the will of God out over their life. Hallelujah. See, some people are not fearful. Some people would not take credit. Some people are truly understand who God is. They was reverence and honor him. But if they come connected to what God calling you to do, they are walking out of the purpose that God have over their life. Hallelujah. And it's work that they have to do. It's work that they have to answer to, because we are going to answer to all the words that we say and the works that we do. Hallelujah. What you believe God called you forth to do. Hallelujah. Because God has shown me some things God had put in my spirit to do, and I come and attempt to do it, and then God showed me, like, no, you're not supposed to be involved with that. I needed you to come up here because I needed you to show that you was being obedient to come, just like when Abraham came to offer Isaac. God say, offer Isaac, your only son. Hallelujah. He came, he offered, and God made a ram in the bush. But the point was just to come. Hallelujah. But it was another way. It was another ram. It was something else that he set up to have an offering, a sacrifice. Hallelujah. And that's just like with what God called you to step up and do. But you are the person that's of the 9,700 that was not connected to them. You were not connected to that purpose, but you went up because you were being obedient to the voice of God that called you to do something. Hallelujah. But you wasn't supposed to come connected to that. And then Gideon, the 300 that did what they were supposed to do, them are the ones that were supposed to come connected. So one thing God wants us to understand, anything we doing, hallelujah, everybody keep on focusing on this, a new year. Every day is a new day in the Lord. He say, don't worry about tomorrow. We have to focus on what God is teaching us today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What is God trying to show you? What is he telling you? He have you there. He know you're not fearful, but he's going to put you somewhere where you ain't supposed to be connected to, but he just wants you to be obedient to his voice. See, God is training our voices. One thing we need to understand is this walk is a process. So all of them that was there, they had to go through the process. It was some people that just had to be, they learned in the process of being obedient. It's some people that's learning the process of really focusing on God's ear, hallelujah, focusing on God's voice. Jesus say, my sheep, another man, they shall not follow. So some people, God is fine-tuning their ears so they won't follow no one else, hallelujah. But they wasn't supposed to go the long way, hallelujah. Some people, he just trying to show and see, hallelujah. Some people, he showed and said, I'm going to take you to a place, but you're not going to go farther than what it was. Just like he told Moses, speak to the rock, but he spoke to the children because he was frustrated. He was supposed to speak to the rock because he didn't speak to the rock. He was not allowed to go into the promised land because he was disobedient. God allowed him to see something because he was with God face to face. So he knew that God was real. He knew that he was true. See, everybody that comes up, we all have a purpose. We all have a journey. We all have something. So what God wants us to understand is our purpose in our journey. God wants us to understand his voice and what he's calling us to do. Hallelujah. See, because when I have read Gideon, I always thought, like, okay, some people I'm coming into contact with, they ain't supposed to be with me. Yeah, we got to get past that. Yeah, that do mean that. He was saying that some of these people will take credit, and if you can reference this as a friend and all that, but we got to go deeper. We got to look at it in all different aspects. It is a journey. God say Jesus was the word in flesh. Jesus was the word in flesh, but he didn't come manifest. He didn't get transformed. He didn't get to doing the gospel until 30 years, so he was the word in flesh all that time before he even did it. When he was the carpenter's son, he was still the word in flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, but he just had to be hidden. He had to go through the process. Jesus say, all things you have went through, I have went through too. So it was temptation and all type of stuff that came under him, but he was sinless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it's some stuff that go on behind the scenes when you're not known, when you're hidden. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God is just sending you through the process. It's some opportunities that came up that you thought it was going to come, and then you get frustrated. Like, I thought this was my opportunity. No, this is just God fine-tuning you, just showing you that he's with you, showing you that you hear his voice. Hallelujah. So the people took vital in their hands and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, and retained their old 300 men, and the host of the Midianites was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass that same night that the Lord said to him, arise, get you down to the host, for I have delivered it into your hand. But if you fear to go down, go you with Korah, your servant, down to the host, and you shall hear what they say. And afterwards, shall your hands be strengthened to go down to the host. Then went down with Korah, his servant, to the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without numbers as the sand of the sea by the multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream to his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread trembled into the host of the Midian and came to a tent and smote it, and it fell and overturned it that the tent lay alone. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else except the sword of Gideon, the son of Jahaz, a man of Israel. From into his hands has God delivered Midian and all of his hosts. So the dream was told. So God allowed Gideon to go and hear a dream because God knew that Gideon still had some fear. And one thing we need to understand that this is the process, hallelujah, why God is telling you that the people that he's going to have you connected with, because some of you feel so alone and some of you feel like there's no one there, but God is aligning people, hallelujah. But it was too many people. It's too many people that were coming to contact with you, because when your name is made great, a lot of people come want you. A lot of people want to call for you. A lot of people want to send for you. Like right now, you have the power of God. You are speaking the truth. You are releasing what God is calling, but people don't know you. Someone could be famous and hear the same thing, repeat the same words that you're saying, but they will receive them not knowing that it's coming from what God is doing through you, but because their name is already, people know their name, people will cling to them, hallelujah, and they will try to take credit for something they didn't do, hallelujah. They will take credit for something that came from the Holy Ghost, not knowing it didn't even come from you. It came from the Holy Ghost. Anything that released out of me is the Holy Spirit of God, and I thank God for releasing his word through me, hallelujah, for choosing me to be a vessel. I am so honored. Hallelujah. God, he outdo me sometimes. I be so shocked and so amazed at some of the stuff God do. I be like, what, Lord? Me, Jesus. I get excited. Let me stay focused. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But if you see here that first God told him to send away all the people that's fearful because they got their own journey. They just begin and they still got to go through the process. I got to show them their purpose. That, yeah, they got to go to a battle. I'm going to save some people because of them. I'm going to use them to save and deliver some people. And it's some people that they have to come in contact with, but I gotta send them away because they fearful. They got to still go through the process of their journey. And then the people that you got, they're not fearful. They're going to reverence and honor me, but they still got a process they got to go through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They had to just come here. They had to just come because I called them to come to this place, but I didn't call them to go the whole journey with you. Hallelujah. I had to send them back. Hallelujah. See, I'm trying to fine-tune they listening and fine-tune them. All the time while God is doing something for you, God is working on everybody. See, everybody that you come in contact with, they going through their own journey. They going through their own growth. It's a process for all of us. All of us have stuff that we need to learn. All of us have stuff that God is teaching through us and things that God is doing for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful. Like when I first did my initial sermon, I got up there and the mic was shaking. My first event I did, the God's Will and Vessel Awards. Hallelujah. I did this award ceremony God had put on me. I'm going to start back doing them. Hallelujah. To honor people of God that's out here being willing vessels. And I honored a pastor that I was up under then. And when I first did, I was shaking. Like the mic, I'm powerful behind here, but when I was in front of the people, I was shaking. See, God allowed me to go through that to see that I was nervous. Like, I got power, but it was just the sight of seeing the people. Yeah, and anytime I got the mic, I would shake. I would be nervous. Like, what is going on? Because, you know, all eyes looking at you. People had already heard that I had power. Like, in my initial sermon, the Spirit of God took me to a whole nother level. All of what God taught me, all of what I studied and written down, I didn't even do that. I had to do a video the next day and put it on Facebook because I didn't do it that day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And my pastor was looking like, you didn't go through none of the things that I trained you. I said, but I did what the Spirit told me to do. Somebody's baby was saved because of it. Hallelujah. But it was because I did what the Spirit called me to do. But I was nervous when I first got out there because I knew everybody was looking at me. And everybody had already been hearing about me. And they looking to see. And they probably was looking like, she messed up. She didn't know I did because I did what the Spirit of God called me to do. Hallelujah. But God had to train me that way to go up there and do that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because that was my purpose of being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you need to know that we all have a process. We all have something. So right here, Gideon, Hallelujah. God told him to go down there. If you fearful, God knows our heart. God knew that he had a little bit of fear. See, God was trying to show him the power. See, a lot of people quote the scripture, but they don't realize that if we are the word in flesh, it is a process to make this word inside of us, to walk it out. Hallelujah. People think we're supposed to just get it and just walk it out initially. When you stepping out in faith, you walking out the word, but it's a process of the word being walked out. Just like we say, just like words have 2 and 3 syllable words where they have to break it down. Some words that God called you have a couple of syllables. Hallelujah. Some words have dashes through them. Some words have apostrophes, silicones, all the different abbreviations to them as a whole sentence if God called you to do it. So you don't know how, you don't know if some words have a period at the end, an exclamation point, a question mark, because if it's a question mark, that means it's a response. Hallelujah. So you got to get a response to that action. God called you to go walk out a question. Hallelujah. And then the person that you're walking out the question to, for them to see, they got to respond. But y'all are responding in actions that's coming to manifest to be the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to just understand all that the word made flesh is us actually walking out. And God knows our heart. God already told him he was delivered. God gave him 2 signs, but God still said that it was fear. So God was training him because God loves us so much that God knows the process. God knows our mindset. Because when God first came to Gideon, he was like, well, what's going on? Like, my father boasted so much about this true and living God, but why is all this going on? So God knows that some of you are coming to him. Y'all have had death, and y'all have had death after death, and y'all have had tragedy after tragedy. So you think, how is this God really real? I hear people praising and worshiping and honoring you, but how is you really real? And God coming to you saying, I'm going to save people through you. I'm going to use you, but it's a process for you to go through. Hallelujah. See, you losing friends. First, you're losing all these people. You want help. You want people to be there because you mourn and you're going through the worst time of your life. You want people to be there. But God said, these people are going to take credit. I got to remove them because they still need to be worked out. Because I want them to be changed too. They fearful, like you fearful. Y'all can't work together. I got to get them together. And God allowed him to hear the dream, to strengthen him. Because God wanted him to see, and God is allowing some of you to see that the things that you are fearful for, they know who you are. They know that God is delivering them into your hand, and they just have to walk out being delivered and taken captive. So I just want to encourage you tonight. I'm thankful for the Spirit of the Lord. I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful for God showing me so much of his word. You're going through a process. And I want to read this last scripture because the show is about to be over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want you to focus on, through all the stuff that you're going through, the main thing and the main key that you need to have is patience. Patience is the capability to accept or tolerate delayed trouble or suffering without getting angry or upset. We got to not get angry. And I want to read Romans 5, verse number 2-5. It say, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation works patience. The things that you're going through works patience. And patience experience. When you have patience, you gain experience. When you allow your patience to work and you not get upset, you will be thankful for the experience that you have because you know now the word of God is being manifested in your life. The word is becoming flesh because now you have experience that can't nobody take away from you. Jesus said, I have chosen you. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you that you may bear fruit, that the fruit remains. This is fruit that remains that can't nobody take away from you is experience. Hallelujah. See, people so focused on fruit where it's being materialistic things that can be taken away. A person's home can be taken away from them. Hallelujah. But the witness and the understanding that God gave you cannot be taken away from you. Hallelujah. And experience hope. And when you have hope, and hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. So this thing is this hope is not ashamed. It says, study so yourself approved, the workman not being ashamed. You won't be ashamed. See, God is trying to take away the shame. Shame is what gives us fear, hallelujah, and allows us not to go deeper into what God is doing, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, but I trust that you believe you're living in true God, hallelujah, that you believe that he would never leave you nor forsake you, hallelujah. I thank you for joining me tonight, hallelujah. Come back on excited, and I will deliver the rest of what the Lord is saying to me. Hallelujah. These 30 minutes go so quick, but I release that's what the Spirit of the Lord say. He know every soul that's on here that's listening, know what they need to hear. Know this year that God's house remains, and if you remain in him, he is going to work on you this year. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let him go through the process and trust the process. Hallelujah. And be patient. The main word that you need to focus on this year is patience. Don't get upset or angry about anything, but just allow God to teach you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let him show you how to embrace the truth of what's going on in life. Join me Friday. I love you. God loves you more. Love, heart, and pray harder. Hug, love, my loves.